This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In our series on common health issues, Vital Signs, we focus on stress. Most of us experience it at some point at home or work, but I talked with Dr. Carolyn Matthews, director of the Integrative and Functional Medicine Center at the Baylor Sammons Cancer Center, about what actually causes stress. So we are clear, what exactly is stress?
The actual definition is a nonspecific response of the body to any demand made upon it. That demand could be physical or psychological.
So with anything that seems to threaten the body in some way?
Correct. Your body is going to do everything it can to maintain a semi-stable state, whether it's temperature, blood sugar levels, well-being, anything that tips that balance is going to be a stressor on your body.
How or why does this happen?
So we're living in what's called a sympathetic state. You know, we have two nervous systems, the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system. Mm-hmm. So in general, the sympathetic state is one of excitement where we would be in what's called the fight or flight mode, potentially. Fight or flight would be what a zebra experiences when it's being chased by a lion. Mm-hmm. Your pulse goes up, your blood pressure goes up. Parasympathetic, on the other hand, is the relaxed state. Your pulse is typically lower, blood pressure is a little bit lower. Mm-hmm. You feel solid, you feel grounded.
But what's going on in the body to produce that?
To produce the sympathetic state. Usually you get an outpouring of catecholamines, norepinephrine, epinephrine, and you'll get cortisol. You get these hormones released when you're stressed. There's a wonderful book called Molecules of Emotion by Candace Pert that correlates what goes on in our emotions produces molecules that stimulate our hypothalamus, our pituitary, our adrenal glands. You just get this outpouring of chemicals that then influence pretty much any aspect of our physiology.
Is there any rhyme or reason to why stress affects people different ways?
Well, some of it may go back to your mother's experiences in utero and what's called epigenetic modification of your genes so that you end up experiencing stress to a greater degree than other people. It can also be related to our genes. We have some genes that have mutations that may allow you to metabolize your stress hormones differently. So some people have mutations that make it more difficult to metabolize those stress hormones. So for example, if you think about how you feel when you have a near car accident and your heart starts pounding and it's like, oh, some people have trouble metabolizing the hormones that result from that. And they're still thinking about that near miss 30 minutes later. And other people, goes away in a couple minutes, a couple seconds.
Is stress always bad for us?
No. You can have what's called eustress, which is a good stress. But when stress, whether it's good or bad, becomes chronic, that's bad. When you don't relax, like the zebras do once the lion's gone, the zebras go back to their baseline state. Mm-hmm. But as humans, we don't get back to our calm state, particularly when stresses are happening over and over and over again.
Even though it's an instinctive reaction, it's something we can do something about.
Correct. There are experiments that show that mice who are exposed to stressors do better if they have a piece of wood to chew on, some type of diversion. They are less likely to develop ulcers if they have a companion or if they have a companion that they can then go bite. So how that would correlate to humans is we would do better if we have close friends, if we have a diversion or a hobby, if we can exercise.
Finding things that you enjoy in life and maintaining that.
Practically speaking, what I'll recommend to patients is try to think about those things that you think are fun and do them. Similarly, try to think about the most relaxed and calm and grounded that you've ever felt and try to get to that state every day. It may be for 5 minutes, it may be for 15, maybe even longer. Mm-hmm. But if we continually cultivate that grounded, calm state and try to shift our nervous system back into that parasympathetic state as opposed to the sympathetic state, that is likely to be helpful.
Dr. Matthews, thank you for being with me.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.